From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. 3 decades ago, Robert Fraley helped invent the genetically modified seeds that have become a $17 billion global industry and ushered in a new era of ag productivity. So it's no surprise the longtime Monsanto exec doesn't want the crops dubbed Frankenfood. According to agrimarketing.com, Fraley retired in June as Monsanto's chief technology officer, but says he will continue to call for scientific advancements. He says turbocharged harvests and help farmers stay steps ahead of Mother Nature. Fraley's convinced the world will need more innovations to keep pace with demand. U.S. farmers will reap a record-large soybean crop in the middle of a trade war with China, ordinarily the number one export customer for the most widely grown U.S. crop. That's according to USDA's monthly WASDA report that shows farmers can expect the lowest season average price for soybeans in 12 years and the largest soybean stockpile ever. Agriculture.com reports China will import fewer soybeans during the current tariff war, and U.S. exports will stagnate rather than accelerate 11% as earlier forecast. More than 150 farm and ag organizations are appealing to congressional farm bill negotiators to finish their work quickly. According to AgriPulse, the letter sent Monday doesn't take any positions on any of the major issues facing House and Senate negotiators, but it does cite as reasons for finishing the bill both the downturn of the economy and the need for food assistance among low-income Americans. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.